Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First pitch just a couple moments away between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Game three of a six-game set. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of the newest guys to the Brewers organization, Isaac Collins. Isaac, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem, Javik.
What's it been like joining the Brewers organization this past offseason after being in the Rockies organization for a couple of years, kind of acclimating to a new organization over the last couple months?
When I first found out that I was Rule 5 and heading over to the Brewers, I was obviously a little nervous, a little excited, just a lot of mixed emotions. But honestly, the transition really was not too difficult, not as hard as I thought it would be. It's the same game, obviously. Each organization, they have their things that they want to prioritize, but at the end of the day, it's the same game, and if I just control what I can control and take ownership of my own career, I'll see the results that I want.
What was it like being selected in the Rule 5 draft? Because in a lot of ways, it's like being drafted all over again. You're in a pool and a team says, hey, we want that guy. We think he's good. What's that like? And what's it like going through that process?
Well, I was not expecting it at all. The day of the draft, I had no clue that I was even eligible for it. So when I first found out that I was heading over, it was obviously a shock. But yeah, I mean, it is nice to know that the Brewers, they want me. They decided to take a risk and, select me in that draft. So being somewhere where you're wanted is obviously always nice.
We've seen it in the big league level. Stolen base rates have gone up a ton thanks to the new rules with the disengagements and the pitch clock. You've had a ton of stolen bases the last 2 years. 30 last year as a member of the Hartford Yard Crew. It's already 3 this year through the first 11 games. How have you been able to take advantage of the new pitch clock and disengagements and everything to help you get an extra base in the base paths?
You gotta do your scouting. You gotta look at the pitcher, see what tendencies they have. I had a extremely good manager last year, Chris DeNorfio, who was just, he was a scrappy player in the big leagues, and he didn't really wow you with his tools, but he excelled at the intangibles and just exposing any little advantage you could find. And he was so good at finding little hiccups in pitchers and what to look for, and that led to me getting a lot of really good jumps and led to me getting a bunch of stolen bases last year.
You also grew up in Minnesota, which is not an easy place to be able to be a baseball player. What was it like growing up in Minnesota and playing baseball where you get guys from Florida and California? You can play 12 months out of the year. You kind of have to stop for a couple months in Minnesota because there's about 6 feet of snow on the ground.
Yeah. I played 3 sports growing up, football, basketball, and baseball. So baseball really was just, once it turned March, once basketball season was over, it was, go into the storage shed and pull out the glove and bat and start playing again. And it wasn't really till college where I realized the amount of reps and amount of work that you really need to get to be able to play at a very high level. And looking back, obviously it would have been nice to be able to play baseball year round, but at the same time I wouldn't have been able to put all the time and effort that I put into specifically football and basketball in the off seasons, and just being that well-rounded athlete, I think allowed me to have that competitive edge that some guys may lack.
And you weren't just a football player on the side. You were a really good football player. You were a finalist for the Mr. Minnesota Award in football, also baseball, which makes you the answer to a trivia question alongside Joe Mauer as the two guys in Minnesota history who have been finalists for the award. But what was your football career like?
It was fun. I mean, my dad played collegiate football at West Virginia University. So growing up, my dream was to play college football at West Virginia. So a lot of my heroes, athletes I looked up to, they were all football players. And I had a very, very good high school football coach, Matt Lombardi. They recently just won the state title, our school's first state title. But having him and what he preached to us and just, buying into the culture and really committing to the details and all that, it bled into baseball and it bled into my success in college and eventually, here I am in pro ball.
If you could give yourself, Isaac Collins, the football player, a scouting report, what would the scouting report look like?
Very quick, very tough tackle. You're gonna have to gang tackle him. One guy's not going to be able to take him down. Set the edge, just play you know, just good football, I guess.
Well, there we go. You also said you wanted to grow up always going, wanting to go to West Virginia to play football. So how excited were you last year when the backyard brawl came back between West Virginia and Pittsburgh?
That was pretty sweet to watch, actually. My dad, he went to the game. He was there with a bunch of other alumni players. Obviously, we didn't win. It was a tough loss. We had a chance there at the end, but it was actually pretty cool to see them play Pittsburgh again.
Well, Isaac, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a fun start to the year. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you, Javik.
This has been today's pregame interview with Shuckers and Trash Pandas at 6:35.